translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. This narration is Maitreya Muni speaking to Vidura. This narration, spoken by the great sage Narada, is full of the transcendental fame of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Consequently, this narration, when described, certainly sanctifies this material world. It purifies the heart of a living entity and helps him attain his spiritual identity. When he relates this transcendental narration, he'll be liberated from all material bondage and will no longer have to wander within this material world. Srila Prabhupada's purport. As indicated in verse 79, Narada Muni advised King Pachinabhargi to take the devotional service rather than to waste his time performing ritualistic ceremonies and fruitive activities. The vivid descriptions of the subtle and gross bodies in this chapter are most scientific. Because they are given by the great sage Narada, they are authoritative. Because these narrations are full of the glory of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they constitute the most effective process for purification of the mind. As Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, Chaitu Dharpanam Arjunam, the more we talk of Krishna, think of Krishna, and preach for Krishna, the more we become purified. This means we no longer have to accept a hallucinatory, gross, and subtle body, but instead attain our spiritual identity. One who tries to understand this instructive spiritual knowledge is delivered from the ocean of nescience. The word Paramecium is very significant in this connection. Paramecium is also called Brahmaloka. It is the planet on which Lord Brahma lives. The inhabitants of Brahmaloka always discuss such narrations, so that after the annihilation of the material world, they can be directly transferred to the spiritual world. One who is transferred to the spiritual world does not have to go up and down within this material world. Sometimes spiritual activities are also called Paramishtyam. Omangana Timiram Visya, Yanjana Shalaka, Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Virave Nama, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Garada, Shivasri Gaur Bhaktivinda, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Devasmi, Devasmi, Najivami Twayadina, Vitika Gyari Devi Tam, Nayamam Charanantikam, Pancha Kalpa Trubhyascha, Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha, Titanam Pavani Vyo Vaishnavi Vyo Namo Namaha. So in this verse, Maitreya Muni is giving a delineation of foul shrutis. He's explaining the type of truth that one will receive, or the benefit one will receive, from both hearing this narration and speaking this narration. He lists three points here. They're all concerned with the principle of purification. By hearing this narration, we become purified. So he says here that first thing is, anyone who speaks this narration, that Krishna Katha, that Yashasha Mukunda, the glories of Mukunda, will purify, sanctify the material world, will purify the heart of the speaker and the listener, and they will help that person attain his spiritual identity. These are three things. And then he says that one who preaches this message, he will no longer wander within this material world. So these are the boons, or the special blessings, that are being given by Maitreya Muni after narrating this story that he heard before from Narada Muni to his disciple Vidura. So what we have here is the power of this shravan. It's explained that every substance, every item, every substance has a power. And it's called Vastu Shakti. The power of that substance, or the power of that entity. So people have power, places have power, and the elements of nature have power. Water has power, wind has power. We saw last night how much power was in the wind, a purifier than the wind, Krishna says. And there's power in the Bhagavad Shravan, Bhagavan Shravan Shakti. There's great power in hearing the Bhagavad. And the power of the particular stories of the Bhagavad depends on the nature of the narration included therein. There are different boons given in different chapters, which conclude different narrations. And there are different degrees of power in those boons, Vastu Shakti. And there are different acharyas and different mahajans giving those boons. So in this particular instance, we see Maitreya Muni giving a boon. Giving a boon or a benediction means giving a gift to the hearers. And the gift one can give is according to the adhikar he has, according to his position or his attainment. For example, if you request from me 1,000,000 rupees, I don't have the power to give you that benediction. I don't have the qualification or the adhikar. But if you ask me for 50 rupees or 10 rupees, then for Krishna's service we can give some facility. It's within our means. So we have this Vastu Shakti. We have this power to give this benediction. So in the same way, Maitreya Muni is giving a very wonderful benediction by hearing this Shastra. The world becomes sanctified, we become purified, and we can even attain liberation. Now as we progress through the Srimad Bhagavatam, we read different cantos of Srimad Bhagavatam, we'll come across different boons. And each of these different topics, they have different power. As I mentioned, these chapters have this, what we call Vastu Shakti, or this power to purify the hearers and the speakers. So when Ramananda Roy was speaking, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Chaitanya, he asked Ramananda, he said, Ramananda, there are so many topics to hear in the Vedic literature. There are so many narrations to hear in the Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita and other Puranas. Now of all these different topics that one can hear, which are the best? Which are the best topics? The most purifying topics, the most powerful, those topics that have the most Vastu Shakti. So that verse was there in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya said, Shravana Madhya Jivera Kon Shreshta Shravan. He said, Shrestha, we have Prayas and Shreyas. So Shrestha Shravan, what hearing of all the different, he says, of the Shravana Madhya, of all the different topics you can hear, what is the Shreya? Shravana Shreya, Shreya Shravana. What hearing will give the most benefit, is the most powerful? So then Ramananda Roy, of course being empowered by Lord Chaitanya, he gave the answer. He said, Radha Krishna Krita, Prema Krita. He said, Radha Krishna Prema Krita. This is Karna Rasayana. Radha Krishna Prema Krita Karna Rasayana. He says that this is the topmost topic. These are the topics that one should hear. Radha Krishna Prema Krita Karna Rasayana. To hear the topics, this is the topmost, most purifying, most beneficial topics, to hear the pastimes of Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. And not only is that, it is a Karna Rasayana. Rasayana Kata. That it acts as a great rasayana, a medicine. Medicine means it cures, it purifies, so many things. So we see that Maitreya Muni is a great sage, and he has as his disciple Vidura, would become a future Mahajan, Yamaraj. Vidura is, of course, the incarnation of Yamaraj, one of the 12 Mahajans. So now we come to the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. There's a very wonderful discussion in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam. It is the sara. It is the sara of the sara. Sara, the word sara means essence. Actually means essence. And the analogy is given, just like the essence of milk. If you take milk, the essence of milk is the cream floating on the top, if you have good milk. This cream, this thick malai, this cream, this is called the essence. But actually the word sara means the essence of a thing, the essence. So the essence of milk is cream, which from that cream, then you can make butter and so many things, ghee. So the cream of the Vedic literature, the sara, the essence of the Vedic literature, is the Srimad Bhagavatam, the essence, the quintessence. Now the quintessence, in other words, when you take the essence and you condense the essence, you get the quintessence. And the quintessence of the Srimad Bhagavatam is the Rasakrita. Rasakrita means the 5 chapters of Bhagavatam, 10th canto, that explain the Rasa Leela of Krishna and Radha and Gopis and Vrindavan. This is the essence of all essence. So after one reads that chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a benediction given there by another great sage. Now, if we compare these sages,
We can compare them on the basis of this principle of Vastu Shakti. What is the Shakti of Maitreya Muni as compared to the sage in the 10th canto that gives a benediction? Who gives that benediction in the 10th canto? It is Shukadeva Goswami. It is the same Shukadeva Goswami who is described by Sutta Goswami. When Sutta Goswami is speaking to the sages at Nainisharanya, he says, I have heard from Shukadeva. And he speaks like this. He says, Shriya Shuka Uvacha. He says, Shriya Shuka Uvacha. Shuka Uvacha. Shuka means Shukadeva Goswami, the speaker of Bhagavatam, who spoke to Parikshit Maharaj on the banks of the Ganges, the Bhagavatam. And so that, and Uvacha means to speak. But then Shriya, why does Sutta Goswami say Shriya Shuka Uvacha? He's saying Shriya because the word Shriya means belonging to Shri. Belonging to Shri, possessed by Shri, surrendered to Shri, controlled by Shri. Who is Shri? Shri is Srimati Radharani. Radha Madhav Ki Jai. So this, when Sutta Goswami says, he says Shriya Shuka Uvacha, the Shuka, the parrot, or the devotee that belongs to Radharani, he is speaking this Bhagavatam. So Shriya, this Shukadeva Goswami in Brahmavivart Purana, it explains his previous identity. Just as Vidura, who heard from Maitreya, his previous identity is Yamaraj. And he was cursed by Munduka Muni to take birth as Vidura. So in the same way, Shukadeva Goswami, what is his previous birth? His previous birth is in Krishna Leela. And Krishna Leela, and in, that's in Boma Vrindavan, and in Nitya Vrindavan, he serves as Radharani's Shuk, parrot. Beautiful green-winged parrot, beautiful red beak, and flying here and there doing so many wonderful services, and also speaking so many nice Sanskrit shlokas as a Shuka. Sometimes, when Radha and Krishna are Nikunj in the afternoon, they're relaxing together and the gopis are there. Lalita Sakhi is fanning with Chamara and some gopi. Mashaka Sakhi is offering some tambul for their pleasure. They're relaxing in the afternoon. There's a nice breeze coming through Nikunj on the banks of Radhakund. And when Krishna, they're lying and they look, Radharani looks up and she sees her parrot. Hey, Shuk. Are you? What are you? You're here. Oh, very good. So, Abolye. Speak. Speak something, Uttama, some Uttama Shloka, Krishna, Krishna glorification. Speak up. So then Shukadeva, he starts speaking. So many beautiful Sanskrit shlokas to glorify Krishna, to act as Karna Rasayana. Karna Rasayana, nectar medicine being poured into the ears of Srimati Radharani. She also likes Karna Rasayana. She also wants to drink this kind of medicine. There's no medicine required in the spiritual world. There's no rogi. There's no disease. There's no vidrogam. There's no disease there. This is all leela, pastime. But she says, oh Shuk, fill my ears with this Madhurya Kata, with this Rasayana Kata. I want to hear this nectar. So he speaks so many nights. Krishna's beauty is like this. Krishna's qualities are like this. And Radharani's relishing. So then that same parrot of Srimati Radharani comes into Kali Yuga at Shukadeva Goswami to speak the Srimad Bhagavatam. So see the Vastu Shakti, see the power of this Mahajan. He's an empowered member from the inner circle. He's an empowered member from the inner circle of Srimati Radharani's Sangha. Shukadeva sits on the hand of Radharani and gets fed pomegranate seeds by Radharani's hand. Such an intimate associate, eternal associate of Srimati Radharani. Maitreya Muni's position is not like that. He is not in the Vrajagokul Leela. So his power to give benediction and boons is something different. So when we see, after we finish reading the Rasa Leela chapters, this same Shukadeva Goswami, he gives us a very wonderful benediction, a very wonderful boon, because he has the power, being sent by Radha and Krishna to speak the Bhagavatam, and being a member of the inner circle of Radharani's eternal associates. He has such power to give such an incredible benediction. So when you see and you compare the different verses in Bhagavatam, which conclude different narrations, you'll see there's different levels of boons given. In this verse, the boon is given of liberation, punanam bhuvanam. This means that the bhu will become punya. By hearing this narration, the planet Bhuvar-bhuvah-swara, the planet will become pious. Pious means they'll be inclined towards sadhu-sangha, this type of piety, this bhakti-onmukhi. This kind of hearing will create this piety, devotional piety as a result. And the hearers will, Gaya Radha Madhava. But that, when you hear this verse from Bhagavatam, there's a whole different level of benediction being given. Because of who Shukadeva Goswami is, what is his eligibility and qualification to give benediction, and secondly, what is the chapter being discussed? What is the Vastu Shakti of those five chapters of Ras Leela compared to the Vastu Shakti of the discussions of Prachina Bharhi? So there you'll see in Bhagavatam this famous verse, which Srila Prabhupada quotes in a lecture in Mayapur in 1975, which we're going to quote an excerpt from. A very interesting lecture in Mayapur in 1975. So the verse, the famous verse is, Dakriditam Vrajavadubir Idam Chavishno Shadhanvito Nushrinuyad Atavarnayad Ya Bhaktim Param Bhagavati Patilabhyakamam Vidroga Mashvap Apinot Yakchirena Dira. And Shukadeva Goswami gives us this benediction. He says, anyone who faithfully hears or describes the Lord's playful affairs with the young gopis of Vrindavan will attain the Lord's pure devotional service. Thus he will quickly become sober and conquer lust, the disease of the heart. The purport. This is the extraordinary power of Lord Krishna's conjugal pastimes as clearly revealed here. If we become attached to this narration, we will experience the bliss of spiritual love and thus reject the perverted reflection of that love which is called lust. So what is being said here, he says that Shraddhanvita, if one hears this narration of Ras Leela from Bhagavatam, there are some qualifications. Shraddhanvita means that you're hearing with Shraddha, with faith. With faith. What does that faith mean? What does it mean to hear this with faith? First of all, you hear it faithfully in parampara. You hear from an authorized acharya, like Srila Prabhupada, who gave us Krishna book, or acharya is giving us this 10th canto of Bhagavatam, or bona fide Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas, who are fixed in parampara, following principles of purity, engaged in Krishna consciousness. We can hear from such authorized persons, as Prabhupada explains. So that's the qualification of the speaker. Now the qualification of Shraddha, faith by the hearer, is this, that you do not distrust the words of the Shastra. You do not disregard the words of the Shastra. This is called abhagya, Shastra abhagya, disregard. You believe the words of the Shastra. Because Vishwanatha Chakravarti Pad says that if you hear this benediction, that if I simply hear this narration of Ras Leela, although I am full of lust and calm and crowed, I will get free from that lust and attain parabhakti. Bhaktim param bhagavati patilabhya cha. He says, Bhaktim param bhagavati patilabhya cha. Patilabhya, step after step, pati. Patikshane, patipade, like we say, patipade. So patilabhya says that step after step, increasingly you will attain this parabhakti. So Shukadeva Goswami, he's giving a benediction here. He's saying, if you hear this chapter, you will get parabhakti. Parabhakti, Bhagavan Bhakti means prema bhakti, in the mode of the Vrindavan. This is the topmost prema, braja prema. This you will get from by the mercy of Shukadeva Goswami and by the mercy of this chapter, these chapters of Ras Leela. And that prema will enter one, and then when that prema is there, it will remove this calm, crowed lobe. Because then the next thing he says is, kamam rit rogam. The disease of the heart, rogi means disease and riddhi means heart, is kama. Lust is a great disease. So Sukadeva Goswami is not saying here that by hearing this narration you become pious, you get punanam bhuvanam, or that the world becomes sanctified, or you become liberated. He's saying that you get prema bhakti, you get braja prema, and you get totally free from lust. And it also implies, because it says anushrinuyad. The verse says anushrinuyad. So by hearing, anu means one after another things come. The kam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, everything is destroyed by this hearing. Now the argument is presented oftentimes by persons who don't understand or don't follow Prabhupada's teachings. They say this, you cannot hear the Ras Leela chapters until you are free from lust. Until you're totally free from lust, then you can read Srimad Bhagavatam Ras Leela. But is this the argument that is presented by Vishnu Chakravarti Pad? And is this the argument presented by Srila Prabhupada? Because in Bhagavad Gita, we see that Krishna says, in 18th chapter, 54th verse, he says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma, Nasochati Nakanchati, Samasaveshu Bhuteshu, Mad Bhaktim Labhate Param. So see the difference of mercy between Krishna and Shukadeva Goswami. Who is more merciful, Krishna or the devotee? Bhagavan or Bhagavata? The devotee is more merciful. So throughout the scriptures, throughout our lives, we have so many examples of the mercy of the devotee being greater than the mercy of God. Bhagavan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to strike down Dragayan Madai for offending his Priya Bhakta, his beloved brother, Nitai. But Nitai said, no, please, give mercy. Nityananda Kripa. This Nityananda Kripa is Vaishnava Kripa. Vaishnava Kripa means Guru Kripa. Guru Kripa means Karunamayi. Karunamayi means Sri Guru. Sri Guru means Radharani. The compassion of Radharani is coming in the form of the devotee. Nitai is giving this compassion. Guru is carrying this mercy. So, the devotee is more merciful. So in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna makes a very interesting explanation. He says, first you have to come Brahmabhuta. You have to come to Brahman platform. Kam krodh lo moha matsarya. Chodye, finished. Brahmabhuta prasanatma. Nasochati, no more anchoring, no more lamenting. Brahmabhuta prasanatma, nasochati nakanshi, samasarveshu, and become very peaceful, samasarveshu, equal poise, peaceful. Then what do you get after you come to that platform? Then you become madbhaktim. Madbhaktim param. You get that bhakti param, you get the same para bhakti, the same bhakti param. But Krishna is saying, first you become free from lust. First you become free from lust and greed and all these things, and you get liberated and become peaceful and tolerant and equal poise, then you can get para bhakti. So that was 5,000 years ago. But then after Krishna left, the sages said, where is Krishna to be found? Where can we find this Krishna? Oh, he's in the pages of Srimad Bhagavatam. He's in the hearts of the Bhagavats. He's not in the hearts of the yogis. He's not in Vaikuntha. He's in the hearts of the Prema Bhaktas. Krishna is living in the hearts of the Prema Bhaktas. So what do they say? And what blessings are they speaking? How is Shukadeva Goswami speaking on behalf of Srimati Radharani? What blessing is Shukadeva Goswami giving on behalf of the all-compassionate Karunamayi Radharani in this verse? He's saying, Prikriditam Rajavadu Bir. He says, you hear. He says, first you hear this Bhagavatam, these five chapters of Rasalila. Then what happens? Then you get Param Bhakti. You get this Para Bhakti. It enters your heart. This Braja Prema enters your heart by hearing. Even though you're full of lust and greed and all its friends and accomplices. And then that influence of Braja Prema in the heart of the sadhaka starts to work. It cleanses. Very powerfully and very quickly it cleanses. What does it cleanse? It cleanses, it removes, it purifies public enemy number one. What is public enemy number one? What is the greatest disease of the heart? Kaam, lust. And this kata goes right to that. Because that's the next thing he says. He ends his verse like this. That this kaamam ridrogam atahinoti achirena dira. He says, Achirena dira. He says that api hanoti. Api, hina means to kill or without or destroy. Hina. So he says, this kata, you hear this Rasalila kata, it enters into the heart and it destroys the material desires at the very root. So first, by this mercy, this is a different order. First you hear about Krishna's Rasalila, the sweet madhur kata. It is so sweet and so attractive and so powerful. More powerful than any other teachings of the Srimad Bhagavatam. Because all the nine cantos of Bhagavatam, they lead you to this point of liberation and give these boons. But beyond liberation is bhakti. And beyond bhakti is braja bhakti. It's the topmost form of bhakti, let's say. It's not beyond, but it's the topmost form of bhakti. That bhakti is being given here in Srimad Bhagavatam. And it's such a wonderful gift. So now the acharyas, they explain that this is how it works, because first the prema comes in rays. But just by reading this, now this word is used, dira. He says dira. He says achirena dira. So dira, the meaning of dira, not only does it mean sober, but it means pundit. You must be a pundit. What does pundit mean? It means you must be means learned, of course. But more than that, the Acharyas explain this word, dhira, means pundit, means that you accept. You accept this boon of the Srimad Bhagavatam. If you doubt this, then you have an atheistic temperament. You have an atheistic temperament, and you are an offender to the holy name, because you're offending the Shastra. You say, that's not possible, that first prema enters the heart, and then lust and greed are destroyed. And then prema grows more and more within the heart until you actually experience the full aspect, the full influence and experience of Braja Prema. I don't believe it. It's not true. That person, according to Vishnu Chakravarti and Jiva Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, he has an atheistic temperament, and he is an offender to the holy name, because it's an offense to the holy name to disregard the scriptures. Abhagya, scripture abhagya. So he's an offender, so he won't read because he doubts it. He doesn't believe this benediction, so he'll never read the Rasalila. And he'll never attain Braja Prema. He'll never attain any Prema because he's an offender to Harinam. He'll live for thousands of years performing Vaidhi Bhakti and never attain Prema because he's an aparadi. This is the meaning of Pandita. But if one is simple-hearted, not crooked, and he believes the Guru, he has faith in Guru, Shastra, right? Then if he has faith in Guru's words and sadhus and Shastra, then he'll read, oh, what great mercy. This thing will happen to me. I'll get free from this disease of lust. How fortunate I am. Let me read this over and again and hear from Srila Prabhupada, read his wonderful purports. And here under in the Krishna book is so nicely explained all the proper tattva and siddhanta. I want this benediction. I'm greedy for this. So now there's some nice quotes where Prabhupada discusses this principle. Now, this particular quote, this is a lecture given in Calcutta. And he actually, in his own words during the lecture, he's explaining this principle that we mentioned, that Vishnu Chakravarti brings out, which is given by Shukadeva Goswami. First, prema enters your heart by hearing this prema katha, this Braja Leela prema katha, this Rasa Krita, prema Krita katha, Radha Krishna prema Krita. As Lord Chaitanya advised, you hear this. This is the topmost topic. Lord Chaitanya heard from Ramananda Roy. And Shukadeva Goswami is saying, you know why it's the topmost topic? Because this blessing and benediction will be yours. Srila Prabhupada said in a lecture, the nine cantos of the Bhagavatam are especially meant for purifying the heart and understanding the tattva of Krishna. But some people, they just go and they hear the tenth canto of Bhagavatam. They just hear Krishna Leela. They jump over. They don't even know tattva. And then Prabhupada says, but of course we don't recommend that. We say you go through the whole Bhagavatam, but you also read tenth canto. But Prabhupada's saying, sometimes people just jump over and they read the 10th canto. Then he says, but even though they don't know tattva, because they're hearing the absolute pastimes of Krishna in 10th canto, Rasalila, they're becoming purified. So they're lusty. Like we said, they're full of lust, but they're hearing, they're getting purified. They're not first liberated and then hearing. But, Prabhupada said, if you hear in proper way, authorized sources from our acharyas, the result will be bhaktim param patilabhyate. You attain this para-bhakti, this braja-bhakti. They will be promoted to the transcendental devotional platform. And the result will be rid-rogam kamam apahino-ti. Achirat, very quickly. Achirat. Achirena means very quickly. This word is used in this benediction. Achirena, very quickly. Actually, by hearing about the Rasalila, the result is you can be raised to the platform of transcendental service, and all the disease of lust will be destroyed within your heart. Will be completely vanquished. Achirat means very soon. You'll be able to eradicate the deep-rooted lust and desires from the heart. So if we simply hear this Rasalila from authoritative sources, the result will be that we'll be promoted to the platform of loving service to Radha and Krishna and Vrindavan. That's a quote from Srila Prabhupada's lecture. And in the Krishna book, in his purport, his own purport to this, he explains that Shukadeva Goswami concludes his discussion of Rasalila by giving this benediction. First the prema enters in, you hear, and the prema enters in and works. The influence of prema is like the rays, because this is prema kata, saturated with prema. Although we're not at level of prema, but it comes in, Srinivatam sa kata Krishna. This kata, this has the greatest power for not only punya, but para bhakti, vajra bhakti. So Prabhupada goes on. The conditioned souls, who is that? That's us. Full of calm and crowed and lobe. Conditioned souls should hear the Rasalila from an authorized spiritual master and be trained by him so he can understand the whole situation. Hearing in this way, the effect is sure. By hearing Rasalila, one will be elevated to the highest position of spiritual life. The verse says, Bhaktim Param, which means that devotional service is so potent that the more one advances, in other words, the more you hear this katha, the more one you advance, the more one loses his attraction for material life. So now there's one other quote, it's very nice, that after Prabhupada, in 1975, the Manipuri dancers came here and did a drama. They did a Rasleela drama. And in that Rasleela, of course, they had ladies and gentlemen acting and doing the dancing parts. So, of course, that's not the standard Prabhupada was used to, and he commented on that. But nevertheless, after that dance performance, he gave a discussion. Because we hear in this verse about Brahmaloka. Maitreya Muni is saying on Brahmaloka, and Prabhupada is saying in the purport, this word Parameshtyam. Parameshtyam means Brahmaloka. On Brahmaloka, they're engaged in this Harikata. According to what they can understand in the Adhikara of the residents there, what they can speak. They don't have Shukadeva Goswami on Brahmaloka speaking to them, but they're hearing some Krishna Katha. And they're getting liberated. So, Prabhupada's mentioning, on Brahmaloka, this is the kind of activity that the residents are doing. They're hearing Harikata. The narrations of the Harikata. So now, this Mukunda Yashasha, the glories of Mukunda. So now Prabhupada, in this context, speaking about the dancers from Manipur, he makes an address to the residents of the Mayapur community. Just like the residents of Brahmaloka are supposed to engage in certain activities of Harikata, so Prabhupada gives a message to the residents of Mayapur, 1975. I'll read that. So, after the Rasleela drama that everyone saw, Prabhupada also sat for, then he made this comment. So, Krishna's real identity is Radhakant, Gopika Kanta, Radha, Krishna, the lover of Radha, Krishna, the lover of the gopis. That is the highest perfectional realization of the absolute truth. Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Aladani Shaktira Asmat, which means the highest realization of the absolute truth, which Prabhupada quoted this verse, means the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna are a transcendental manifestation of Krishna's Ladini Shakti, his internal pleasure potency. So that's the perfection realization. So Prabhupada quotes that verse. And then Prabhupada says, the aim of this Krishna consciousness movement is to take the conditioned souls to the topmost perfection of life in the loving affairs of Radha and Krishna. I shall be very glad that you Europeans and Americans here in Mayapur catch up this idea and introduce it in your country. Because the idea was, this was Gaur Purnim time, all the devotees from all over the world were here, primarily Europeans, Americans. So he says, now we saw Rasleela. This Rasleela means the loving affairs of Gopikanta, Radhakanta. And this is the highest perfectional stage of realization. So now you've seen it, you've heard about it, we've discussed it. Now, I want all of you to take this back to your country. But of course, you're from Europe and America, and you're staying here. So nevertheless, Prabhupada wants you to imbibe it, to imbibe this. He says, I am glad that you Europeans and Americans are here in Mayapur. You should catch up this idea and introduce it in your country. And actually, the people will be happy if they follow the principle of hearing and chanting about the activities of Krishna and the Braja Gopis. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So that lecture was given in Mayapur to the Mayapur Vasis. So he's telling, just as the residents of Brahmaloka are engaged in Harikata, Maitreya Muni is telling us what's going on there. So Srila Prabhupada is giving us his desire. If you want to please me, distribute books. Right? If you want to please me, distribute books. So Prabhupada had many ways to please him. So he said, I will be very happy, I will be very glad if the Mayapur Loka Vasis, the residents of Mayapur Loka, of Mayapur Dham, I will be very happy if they catch up this idea of Radha Krishna Vikritir Pranaya Ladini Shakti Rasmat. If they catch up this idea of the value of hearing Rasa Krita, the power of hearing Rasa Krita, and the immense need for us to hear about the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna in authorized way from our Gaudiya Acharyas. Not that we save it for 1,000 lifetimes, because that lifetime will never come. If you're an offender, if you think, this is not true, this is not for me, I'm not qualified, this is offensive. And you'll never gain access to such a thing. This is not the conclusion of Srila Prabhupada, this is not the conclusion of Vishnu Chakravarti Pad, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, or Shukadeva Goswami. He's speaking to us. Krishna came into this world to perform his pastimes for our benefit. This is his most beautiful pastime, his most powerful pastime, his most karuna pastime. He's giving the most, in his most intimate, confidential pastime, he has packed up the greatest mercy. The greatest expression of the mercy of Radharani is contained with here, inside. And Mahaprabhu, taking that mercy, has spread this teaching throughout the world. This Radha Krishna Pranaya. Radha Krishna Pranaya. Pranaya means prema, Raja Prema, that goes up into Sneha, Man, Pranaya, Rag, Anurag, Bhav, Mahabhav. This Pranaya, Radha Krishna Pranaya, Rikritir, Ladinir, Shaktir Asmad. So this is the teachings of Krishna Consciousness Movement. Prabhupada said the aim of the Krishna Consciousness Movement is Radha Krishna Pranaya. It's his own words. Have we understood that aim? Are we a member of that aim? Are we on that arrow? An arrow is aimed somewhere. So when that arrow is aimed somewhere, the point is aimed there, the feathers are aimed there, the shaft, all parts of the arrow are aimed towards the goal, and they're all moving there. So this is Prabhupada's aim for the Krishna Conscious Movement, Braja Prema, in the mood of the gopis. Do we have any idea about it? Do we ever think about it? Do we ever read about it? Do we ever hear about it? Oh, no, no, that's not for us. No, no, ah. Don't touch, don't speak, don't hear. I see no evil, I speak no evil, I hear no evil. Hari bol, hari bol, hari bol, hari bol. So where will you go with your hari bol? That I don't know. Where you will go with your hari bol? We must follow the Mahajanas. Mahajana Yena Kata Sapanta. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki. Srila Prabhupada Ki.